is the Ty Wilson Law Podcast, where we discuss the legal topics of Georgia workers' compensation, Georgia personal injury law, and other general topics to help educate about the law. This is for informational purposes only. We do not represent you until we have a written agreement to do so. Our goal is to provide helpful information and to educate listeners. If you have a specific question on a Georgia legal topic, feel free to contact us toll-free at 877-960-4585. Now, without further delay, here is Ty Wilson.
Hey everyone, we're here today to talk about 9 things that are different from personal injury claims to workers' compensation claims. We get a lot of questions about what are the differences, and there are several different differences, but we're going to try to point out probably the 9 what we consider the most important or the most obvious differences between a personal injury claim and a work injury claim. So let's start with number one. Number one, when you have a personal injury claim, you're entitled to pain and suffering. And pain and suffering is what you feel whenever you're dealing with surgery and you're dealing with just the general pain of being in an injury. Workers' comp, they do not have to pay anything for pain and suffering. And so that's a big difference. In workers' comp, you're looking at medical benefits, you're looking at weekly checks, and possibly something called permanent partial disability. But in personal injury, you're looking at full loss wages. You're looking at economic damages to include hospital and any type of medical bills or medical care, prescriptions, etc. In personal injury, those are benefits that you seek to be reimbursed for. In workers' comp, they pay for them proactively. Now, not the scope of this video, but they also may get to control your medical care in workers' comp. So we'll talk more about that in another video. So number two, in personal injury, for example, a car wreck, you have to prove that the other person was at fault and was negligent in their actions. In workers' comp, it is a no-fault system here in the state of Georgia, and all of this is referring to the state of Georgia. And so workers' comp is a no-fault system. And what that means is you don't have to prove that the employer was at fault for causing your injury. You just have to prove that you were employed and not an independent contractor, that you were in the course and scope of your employment, you are not under the influence of alcohol or drugs, and you are not horseplaying. If you can prove those, you prove that you have a claim, and then the employer is responsible for the medical care as it relates to your injury. And then if certain conditions are met, such as taken out of work completely for more than 7 days, well then the employer or the insurance company for the employer will have to pay you what is called temporary total disability or temporary partial disability income benefits. Moving on to number three, in a personal injury claim, the insurance company or the at-fault insurance company does not pay for your care as you go. So you don't go to the doctor and say, hey, insurance company, I'm going to the doctor today, so make sure you pay them. That's not how it works. Basically, you get all of your medical care in a personal injury case completed, and then you seek to get those damages reimbursed along with pain and suffering, etc. Whereas in a workers' compensation claim, they do pay for your care as you go. And in fact, they have to authorize care before you get to the doctor, or the doctor will not see you because the doctor will not get paid. And so workers' comp, they pay as you go. Personal injury, they don't. So let's go to number four. In personal injury, you have to prove your lost wages. You have to prove that you were unable to work based upon your doctor's opinion for the job that you did. And then you would get your full loss wages. You would have to prove what your wages were, what you were getting paid, and how often you were getting paid, and what you lost. And then arguably, if you proved that, you would get those. Whereas in workers' comp, they don't pay you lost wages. They pay you 67% of your average weekly wage. And so that's a huge difference. And then of course it's capped. Most recently, in July 1st of 2023, it got capped to $800. It increased the max. Before that, it was $725. Before that, $675. And so depending upon when you got hurt, could depend upon the maximum amount of income benefits that you're receiving in your workers' compensation claim. So let's go on to number five. In personal injury, you go to court to make the insurance company resolve the case. Sometimes you can settle out of court, or sometimes you can settle with a settlement demand. However, the threat of going to court is pressure to get the case resolved. If you can't do it through settlement, well then you would have to go file a case and litigate the case in court in order to get a verdict higher than what the insurance company was settling for. In a workers' compensation claim, however, you don't go to court to settle the case. You can go to a hearing, and the hearing is to obtain benefits that are being denied. But you cannot go to a hearing or file for a hearing to settle your case. It doesn't work that way in workers' comp. It's an administratively based system. And so that is something that is very important. Let's go to number six. In personal injury, if there's a trial, there's one trial. You get everything done at once. That's why you want all your care resolved, etc. In workers' comp, you can have multiple hearings throughout your case or claim. So going to number seven, in personal injury, you can have a trial by jury, a trial by your peers. People who are in your community and are typically registered voters will have the ability to sit on a jury and judge if you should be entitled to recover. Whereas in workers' comp, it is trial by judge. It is never trial by jury. It's always a judge, and it's an administratively based law judge who is familiar with the workers' compensation laws and rules. So number eight, in personal injury, you have the trial. It could be a day, it could be 2 days, and then the jury renders a verdict at the end of the trial. And so you know exactly if you recovered, you know if you lost, you know where you stand. In a workers' compensation claim in Georgia, you have the hearing, and it could be several months, usually is several months, before you actually have the decision mailed to you, because both parties get the opportunity to get the transcript from the hearing and to write a brief in support of their position. And then the judge will review the briefs, and then the judge will write a decision based on the briefs. Number nine, when you deal with a personal injury claim, you're usually dealing with insurance coverage. If there is no insurance coverage, there may or may not be a claim. And so it's usually capped based on what is the insurance coverage. So is it minimum policy limits? If it's minimum policy limits, you know what the cap is. Whereas in workers' comp, there is a cap, but it's extremely high. Most claims come nowhere near it, and so you don't have to worry about the coverage. Whereas in personal injury, we don't want somebody who may have been life-flighted going and getting additional care because the person who hit them only has minimum coverage and there's no uninsured motorist coverage. That would be a $25,000. Well, a life flight is gonna be about $24,000, $25,000. There goes all the money. So getting additional treatment, the question is, are they, you know, how serious are they hurt? And you're not going to likely recover. And then it's a matter of negotiating those bills and trying to get them something in their pocket. And it's a very unfortunate situation that we see more and more of lately. Anyway, in a workers' compensation claim, that's typically not the issue unless it is a serious catastrophic injury where they will never be the same again. Some of those cases run into the issue of limits. However, that is typically not the case in a workers' compensation claim. So those are some of the differences. We hope that information's been helpful, and we hope that you will check us out on our next video. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. This has been the Ty Wilson Law Podcast. If you have any specific questions on Georgia law or would like to obtain any of Ty's books or special reports on the topics of purchasing auto insurance, handling car wrecks, or Georgia work injuries, call us today toll-free at 877-960-4585.